Welcome to Ruslan's blog, a podcast about deep learning questions in data science. Each week, I deliver the best hard-hitting topics of data science. Now here's your host, Ruslan Magana. Today I will discuss some interesting data science questions about important concepts that every data scientist working in deep learning should know. Part 1. What type of predictive model correspond to the continuous regression outcome? The linear regression is the regression needed. What type of predictive model correspond to the class outcome? Logistic regression, SVM naive Bayes. What types of discriminative models correspond to the table below? Discriminative model. Goal directly estimate pikes. What's learned decision boundary. The discriminative models needed are regressions, SMs. What type of generative model correspond to the table below? Generative model. Goal estimate C to then deduce pikes. What's learned probability distributions of the data? The generative model are GDA naive Bayes. What is loss function? A loss function is a function that takes as inputs the predicted value Z corresponding to the real data value Y and outputs how different they are. What are the most common loss functions? The common loss functions are summed up in the table below. Least squared error, logistic loss, hinge loss, cross entropy. Linear regression, logistic regression, SVM neural network. What is a cost function? The cost function is commonly used to assess the performance of a model. What is gradient descent? Gradient descent by noting Galfay and Mythburgh, the learning rate. The update rule for gradient descent is expressed with the learning rate and the cost function J. What is stochastic gradient? Stochastic gradient descent SGD is updating the parameter based on each training example, and batch gradient descent is on a batch of training examples. What is the likelihood of a model? The likelihood of a model Lovey to given parameters theta is used to find the optimal parameters. Remark, in practice, we use the log likelihood theta log theta, which is easier to optimize. What is Newton's algorithm? Newton's algorithm. Newton's algorithm is a numerical method that finds theta such that else theta. Its update rule. Remark, the multidimensional generalization, also known as the Newton-Raphson method. What is the least mean squares LMS algorithm? LMS algorithm by noting alpha the learning rate, the update rule of the least mean squares LMS algorithm. For a training set of M data points, which is also known as the Widrow-Hof learning rule. What is sigmoid function in classification? Sigmoid function, the sigmoid function G, also known as the logistic function. What is logistic regression? Logistic regression is a statistical model that in its basic form uses a logistic function to model a binary dependent variable, although many more complex extensions exist. In regression analysis, logistic regression is estimating the parameters of a logistic model, a form of binary regression. For example, for a student who studies 2 hours, entering the value the equation gives the estimated probability of passing the exam of 0.26. Remark, logistic regressions do not have closed-form solutions. What is softmax regression? A softmax regression, also called a multiclass logistic regression, is used to generalize logistic regression when there are more than 2 outcome classes. By convention, we set theta, which makes the Bernoulli parameter phi I of each class. I remark, the update rule is a particular case of the gradient ascent. What is support vector machines? The goal of support vector machines is to find the line that maximizes the minimum distance to the line. What is hinge loss? The hinge loss is used in the setting of SMs. What is kernel in support vector? Given a feature mapping phi, we define the kernel K. In practice, the kernel K defined by SMs is called the Gaussian kernel and is commonly used. Remark, we say that we use the kernel trick to compute the cost function using the kernel because we actually don't need to know the explicit mapping phi, which is often very complicated. Instead, only the values x's are needed. What is Lagrangian? Lagrange's method of multipliers is used to derive the local maxima and minima in a function subject to equality constraints. Remark, the coefficients beta I are called the Lagrange multipliers. What is generative learning? A generative model first tries to learn how the data is generated by estimating. What is Gaussian discriminant analysis? GDA is a method for data classification commonly used when data can be approximated with a normal distribution. As first step, these data are used to train your classifier and obtain a discriminant function that will tell you to which class a data has higher probability to belong. When you have your training set, you need to compute the mean and the standard deviation. These two variables, as you know, allow you to describe a normal distribution. Once you have computed the normal distribution for each class, to classify a data you will need to compute for each one the probability that that data belongs to it. The class with the highest probability will be chosen as the affinity class. The following table sums up the estimates that we find when maximizing the likelihood. What is naive Bayes? Naive Bayes is a simple learning algorithm that utilizes Bayes' rule together with a strong assumption that the attributes are conditionally independent given the class. The naive Bayes model supposes that the features of each data point are all independent. Remark, naive Bayes is widely used for text classification and spam detection. What is Bayes' rule? Describes the probability of an event based on prior knowledge of conditions that might be related to the event. Bayes' theorem is stated mathematically as the following equation, where B are events and PB, x0. What is decision trees? A decision tree is a decision support tool that uses a tree-like model of decisions and their possible consequences, including chance, event outcomes, resource costs, and utility. What is random forest? Random forests are an ensemble learning method for classification, regression, and other tasks that operates by constructing a multitude of decision trees at training time. It is a tree-based technique that uses a high number of decision trees built out of randomly selected sets of features. Contrary to the simple decision tree, it is highly uninterpretable, but its generally good performance makes it a popular algorithm. What is the difference between decision tree and random forest? A decision tree combines some decisions, whereas a random forest combines several decision trees. Thus, it is a long process, yet slow. Whereas a decision tree is fast and operates easily on large data sets, especially the linear one. The random forest model needs rigorous training. What are the boosting methods? The idea of boosting methods is to combine several weak learners to form a stronger one. The main ones are summed up in the table below. Adaptive boosting, gradient boosting. High weights are put on errors to improve at the next boosting step. Known as AdaBoost, weak learners are trained on residuals. Examples include XBoost. What is the k-nearest neighbors? The k-nearest neighbors algorithm, commonly known as KNN, is a non-parametric approach where the response of a data point is determined by the nature of its k-neighbors from the training set. It can be used in both classification and regression settings. Remark, the higher the parameter k, the higher the bias, and the lower the parameter k, the higher the variance. K-nearest neighbors assets image supposts 620 what should know about deep learning nearest neighbors. So, what is the goal of unsupervised learning? The goal of unsupervised learning is to find hidden patterns in unlabeled data axes. What is latent variables in clustering? Latent variables are hidden and observed variables that make estimation problems difficult and are often denoted Z. Here are the most common settings where there are latent variables. The expectation maximization M algorithm gives an efficient method at estimating the parameter theta through maximum likelihood estimation by repeatedly constructing a lower bound on the likelihood E step and optimizing that lower bound M step. What is K-means clustering? We note key, the cluster of data point I and Mujay the center of cluster J. After randomly initializing the cluster centroids Mumumu Kinmithbur, the K-means algorithm repeats the following step until convergence. What is distortion function? In order to see if the algorithm converges, what is hierarchical clustering? It is a clustering algorithm with an agglomerative hierarchical approach that build nested clusters in a successive manner. There are different sorts of hierarchical clustering algorithms that aims at optimizing different objective functions, which is summed up in the table below. Ward linkage, average linkage, complete linkage. Minimize within cluster distance, minimize average distance between cluster pairs, minimize maximum distance of between cluster pairs. In an unsupervised learning setting, it is often hard to assess the performance of a model since we don't have the ground truth labels as was the case in the supervised learning setting. What is silhouette coefficient? By noting and be the mean distance between a sample and all other points in the same class and between a sample and all other points in the next nearest cluster, the silhouette coefficient S for a single sample is defined as follows. Surfract Maxib. What is principal component analysis? It is a dimension reduction technique that finds the variance maximizing directions onto which to project the data. What is eigenvalue eigenvector? Given a matrix A in Mathbur and times n lambda is said to be an eigenvalue of A, what is the principal component analysis PCA algorithm? The principal component analysis PCA procedure is a dimension reduction technique that projects the data on dimensions by maximizing the variance of the data. This procedure maximizes the variance among all k-dimensional spaces. What is the difference between machine learning and deep learning? Machine learning forms a subset of artificial intelligence where we use statistics and algorithms to train machines with data, thereby helping them improve with experience. Deep learning is a part of machine learning, which involves mimicking the human brain in terms of structures called neurons, thereby forming neural networks. What is a perceptron? A perceptron is similar to the actual neuron in the human brain. It receives inputs from various entities and applies functions to these inputs, which transform them to be the output. A perceptron is mainly used to perform binary classification, where it sees an input, computes functions based on the weights of the input, and outputs the required transformation. How is deep learning better than machine learning? Machine learning is powerful in a way that it is sufficient to solve most of the problems. However, deep learning gets an upper hand when it comes to working with data that has a large number of dimensions. With data that is large in size, a deep learning model can easily work with it as it is built to handle this. What are some of the most used applications of deep learning? Deep learning is used in a variety of fields today. The most used ones are as follows. Sentiment analysis, computer vision, automatic text generation, object detection, natural language processing, image recognition. What is the meaning of overfitting? Overfitting is a very common issue when working with deep learning. It is a scenario where the deep learning algorithm vigorously hunts. This makes the deep learning model pick up noise rather than useful data, causing very high variance and low bias. This makes the model less accurate, and this is an undesirable effect that can be prevented. What are activation functions? Activation functions are entities in deep learning that are used to translate inputs into a usable output parameter. It is a function that decides if a neuron needs activation or not by calculating the weighted sum on it with the bias. Using an activation function makes the model output to be non-linear. There are many types of activation functions. ReLU, softmax, sigmoid, linear, TAN. Why is Fourier transform used in deep learning? Fourier transform is an effective package used for analyzing and managing large amounts of data present in a database. It can take in real-time array data and process it quickly. This ensures that high efficiency is maintained and also makes the model more open to processing a variety of signals. What are the steps involved in training a perception in deep learning? There are five main steps that determine the learning of a perceptron. 1. Initialize thresholds and weights. 2. Provide inputs. 3. Calculate outputs. 4. Update weights in each step. 5. Repeat steps 2 to 4. What is the use of the loss function? The loss function is used as a measure of accuracy to see if a neural network has learned accurately from the training data or not. This is done by comparing the training dataset to the testing dataset. The loss function is a primary measure of the performance of the neural network. In deep learning, a good performing network will have a low loss function at all times when training. What are some of the deep learning frameworks or tools that you have used? This question is quite common in a deep learning interview. Make sure to answer based on the experience you have with the tools. However, some of the top deep learning frameworks out there today are TensorFlow, Qruz, PyTorch, CAF, CNTK, MNET, Theano. What is the use of the swish function? The swish function is a self-gated activation function developed by Google. It is now a popular activation function used by many, as Google claims that it outperforms all of the other activation functions in terms of computational efficiency. What are autoencoders? Autoencoders are artificial neural networks that learn without any supervision. Here, these networks have the ability to automatically learn by mapping the inputs to the corresponding outputs. Autoencoders, as the name suggests, consists of two entities. Encoder used to fit the input into an internal computation state. Decoder used to convert the computational state back into the output. What are the steps to be followed to use the gradient descent algorithm? There are five main steps that are used to initialize and use the gradient descent algorithm. Initialize biases and weights for the network. Send input data through the network, the input layer. Calculate the difference, the error between expected and predicted values. Change values in neurons to minimize the loss function. Multiple iterations to determine the best weights for efficient working. Like what you hear so far. Make sure you never miss a show by entering to Russell.com now. This podcast is made possible by listeners like you. Thank you for your support. Now back to the part 2.